Hey everyone. So I am trying some different streams here. So I have an Instagram feed running at the same time as this Facebook feed. And in this Ask Trev session, I want to go over the idea of helping others because I'm seeing a lot of businesses, they're getting up and going, and their first focus is on the product and service that they have, and they're trying to sell their particular idea to the world. But I've been doing a lot of research and checking out a lot of different people who are really experts on building success stories and building wealth, and I'm noticing a trend, and it's the idea of just focusing on solving somebody else's problem. And as entrepreneurs, we typically forget to help others solve their problems. So I'm following this amazing investor, entrepreneur, and his name is James Altucher. And he has a podcast and he's got a blog, fantastic writing, and he's invested in quite a few different companies over the years. He's failed at a lot of different companies. And I'm really just fascinated by his story and how he's kind of turned his life around and reinvented his life. And his concept is about creating ideas every single day. And part of his process is thinking about the ideas of how he can help others, how he can help other businesses. So that's something that's really interesting to me because I want to be able to build communities that can help others as well. So I'm fascinated by his approach, and I think it's really quite valuable because if you can create something that helps a million people, I feel like some sort of value would come from that. I mean, to be able to build something like that's really quite extraordinary. So that's something that's on my mind. I think there's this emotional feeling that you get from helping others as well, and we need to actually look at that and say, hey, it feels better to help others rather than to sell to others. So why not just try to help others? Focus on that. I think you get more results. So there's this concept of trying to sell and build sales pages and try to promote the heck out of whatever it is you're trying to do. And there's some sort of expectation you think that you deserve in return, but nobody knows who you are. So I think the best thing is to consider giving advice or giving your knowledge, educating others, and then I think that will actually translate into an easier sell. For instance, if you go to a business and instead of trying to sell them on your product packages, why not offer them education on something that can solve their problem? You know, you give them 10 ideas that can solve their business problems. Shows that you've done the research, you actually know who they are. And it's refreshing because people get enough emails in a day and they don't want to hear another email about what you're trying to sell or increase your web traffic here. Like, they don't want to hear that. They'd love if you just would come to them with some solutions because I think that is what can really generate some value. And I think if you look at your following as well, it's easier to build a following when you give value to others. More people will check you out, and it takes time, but at least the people that are engaging with you will stick with you. It's not like a one thing and you're done. Like, it's something you actually built, and I think that's really quite valuable. So you want to do that and keep doing that. Just build that following by giving to others. And you can also build better friendships. So, for instance, if you're trying to sell to somebody, there's this feeling inside that that person has, like, I don't really feel so good about this. And it doesn't really foster into a real friendship. It's more of a one and done thing. I think you're better off if you focus on every business opportunity as a potential friendship that you can build, because those are long term. A sale is a one and done thing. So you build that connection. I think it's important. And we kind of move away from that in social media because we don't really connect with others on a meaningful level. to the same extent. We feel like we can just live in our bubble, but you need to work even harder than before to build a friendship because the eyeballs are everywhere. You have all these different platforms, and you need to connect with people on the platforms they enjoy and help them out on those platforms. So you need to contribute in many different ways if you want to stand out. And that's going to be critical. And I think contribution rather than consumption is pretty important because if you're contributing and not focusing on consuming day to day, like majority of the world, then your contribution is going to go much further and it's going to be more noticed. So that's something to consider. And the last thing I just wanted to mention is if you're educating and inspiring others, it's going to help others change the world. So instead of just trying to change the world in your own world, try to help others so that they can change the world as well. If you can create enough people that are able to solve problems based on your assistance, then you're going to really build something that matters. So those are just some of my thoughts. And thanks everyone for tuning in. That's it for the Facebook Live.